ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। So today we're reading from 7th canto, chapter 9, text 55. This is the last text of the chapter. Sri Narada Uvacha. Evam pralobhayamanopi. Vare loka pralobhanai. Ekantitvad bhagavati. नायचत्तान असुरोतमा। श्री नारद उवाच। द ग्रेट सेंट नारद सेड एवं दस प्रलोभ्यमाना बीइंग एल्योर्ड और इंड्यूस्ड अपि ऑल्दो वरे By benedictions, loka of the world, pralobne, by different kinds of allurements, ekantitvat, because of being solely surrendered, bhagavati, unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, naichat, did not want than those benedictions Asura Utma Prahlad Maharaj, the best of the family of Asuras. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Narad Muni said, Prahlad Maharaj was the best person in the family of Asuras who always aspire for material happiness. Nonetheless, although allured by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who offered him all benedictions for material happiness, because of his unalloyed Krishna consciousness, he did not want to take any material benefits for sense gratification. Purport. Pure devotees like Prahlad Maharaj and Dhruva Maharaj do not aspire for any material benefit at any stage of devotional service. When the Lord was present before Dhruva Maharaj, Dhruva did not want to take any material benefit from the Lord. Swamin kartarth tho asmin varam na yache. As a pure devotee, he could not ask the Lord for any material benefit. In this regard, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed us, Na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim, kavitam va jagadis kamaye, mama janmani janmani swaray, bhavatad bhakti rahavitukitvai. O my Lord, Jagadis, I do not pray for benedictions by which to achieve material wealth, popularity or beauty. My only desire is to serve you. Kindly engage me in the service of the servant of your servant. Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Prashyata Desatarine Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Everyone please, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Everyone can repeat please. Narad Muni said, Prahlad Maharaj was the best
person
in the family of Asuras,
who always
aspire for material happiness. Nonetheless, although allured by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who offered him all benedictions for material happiness, because of his unalloyed Krishna consciousness, he did not want to take any material benefit for sense gratification. Prahlad Maharaj was an ideal devotee, following in the footsteps of Sikshastikam right from the age of 5. Right from the age of 5, what was the first thing he was doing? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. He was saying, Jeev Jago. Right? It's like in the morning when the alarm goes and we have a snooze button, right? Generally, professional people will advise you, do not have a snooze button. When you have a snooze button, it means that the very first moment of your starting of the day, you are giving in. What are we doing? We are giving in. You make a plan the night before that tomorrow morning I'm going to chant my 16 rounds. Right? And then in the morning you decide, no, it's not something I want to do today. I have so many other businesses to do, right? I got to plan for Harinam Sankirtan, I got to plan for deity worship, and somehow or another. Why does it happen? Because first thing you did was you snoozed. Stop snoozing. Prahlad Maharaj is saying, do not snooze. We should not snooze. The very first thing should be, we should take command. It should be like the alarm goes and you say, yes, Jeev Jago! You know, let me go for it. Today is another day. It's just like when the Mahabharata was taking place, the primary Yodhas, they hardly ever slept or they did not sleep. They were contemplating, you know. Maybe some of them took power nap, right? You call it power nap in IT world? IT world, right? Power nap. But like they were so consistently on the command. It wasn't like in the morning, it's okay, the war will start after the conch shell goes, so I can sleep. I'll wait for the conch shell to blow. Yeah? When the conch blows, we should be ready to take command. So here, Prahlad Maharaj is only 5 years old and he's doing Cheto Marjana. He's doing with his whole team of Asuras. We are fortunate there's so many devotees here. But Prahlad Maharaj was in a very difficult situation. At the age of 5, all of them around him were Asuras. Just think, the demons all around you and you have to chant the holy name. When you go out on the street, right? I was very impressed that when Maharaj explained yesterday that one of our devotees, he was going out and he had a target, minimum 50 books. How many years back was that? 20 years? Yeah, 30 years back. 30 years back, devotee was thinking, if we distributed less than 50 books, we should not eat. We should not sleep. That was the motto. So we have to take it in the footsteps of Prahlad Maharaj. No. It's not that, well, if I'm born in a devotee family, then I will be successful. Here is an ideal example. Prahlad Maharaj is born in a family of Asuras, but he's taking to Krishna consciousness, to devotional life very seriously. Why? Because he took shelter of a spiritual master. Taking shelter of a spiritual master is very essential. Right from the age of 5 in the material world, you're taking shelter of so many so-called teachers, so many so-called gurus, mathematics, physics, science, binary, this thing, that thing, right? But when it comes to spiritual life, then we think, it's okay, I can read the Bhagavad Gita. It's okay, I can read the Srimad Bhagavatam. I know, I can do it. No, we don't. It's illusion. When we think like that, it's illusion. It's complete illusion. Therefore, we have to take it seriously. That when Prahlad Maharaj at the age of 5 is talking to the children, and the children are saying, "Hey Prahlad, it's time to have fun." Right? Sometimes we do it also when we go on Sankirtan, right? Let's take a break. That means, let's take shelter of Maya for a few minutes. And then that break takes not a few minutes, but goes into a few hours. And then before we realize, the day is gone. No, there should be no such thing as breaks. Let's make a breakthrough. Right? Let's make a breakthrough. That should be the motto. Every day should be such that we should make a breakthrough. Prahlad Maharaj was coming every day in his group of 5-year-old kids. You cannot imagine how sweet it must have been. 5-year-old little toddler is coming saying, "Hey, come on, let's chant the holy name." Krishna was also under 5 when he was performing so many sweet rasas. How sweet that must have been. These pastimes are there for us to realize that even the Lord is coming as a toddler just to give us mercy. And then he's sending toddler devotees coming to give us mercy. Isn't it? Nam nam akari bahudha nija sarva saktis. What is Prahlad Maharaj showing us? The second slok of Sikshastikam is showing us that there's so much power in the holy name. So much power is in the holy name that even 5-year-olds can be mesmerized. And they can take seriously to spiritual life, even if they are born in Asura families. They were asking, "Prahlad, where are you learning all this from?" Just like his teachers were asking, "Prahlad, where are you getting all this information from?" Devotees in ecstasy. Jai Shishi Radha Shyam Sundar Lalita Vishaka Mata Ji Ki Jai. Krishna Balaram Ki Jai. Shishi Gonitai Bhagavan Ki Jai. Where are you getting all this knowledge from? The teachers were amazed. And they were scared when they went in front of Hiranyakashipu. No, we are not teaching him this. They're scared. Look, they are teachers, but they are scared of a big demon. Because they are also demons, they are scared. But Prahlad is folded hand and he is not scared. He is telling the father, "I am getting all my knowledge from the same source where you are getting your knowledge from. It's just that there is a difference. That I realize that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is there, he is existing. And he is Aham Sarvasya Prabhava. He is the one from whom everything emanates, including you and me." For a 5-year-old child to stand in front of a big time demon, whom even the demigods were afraid of. But Prahlad Maharaj was not afraid. Why? Because he had the Nama Sakti. Nam Nama Kari Bahudha Sarva Saktis. Sarva Saktis. It is the holy name is so empowerful that if we surrender sincerely to the holy name, then we also become empowered. Isn't it? You experience when you go on book distribution or when you go home programs, or you do pandal programs. When you go and you start preaching, within a short time you realize afterwards that the power of the holy name or the power of the preaching is so incredible. That when you preach to the people, initially they will argue. But the devotee, Trinad api sunichena, like Prahlad Maharaj. Bihi Trinad api sunichena. Remain humble and keep preaching. Remain humble and keep preaching. You know, remain humble and keep preaching. You know, be tolerant like a tree. Be like a blade of grass. You know? Keep on answering them in a very polite and affirmative way. Keep on telling them the science of Krishna consciousness. Because sooner or later, the Paramatma, Suridam Sarvabhutanam, the Paramatma seated within their heart, will also help them to realize that yes, what this person is saying is making sense. A lot of the times we experience that when we are preaching initially, people are very argumentative. Athatu Brahma Jigyasa. Prabhupada says actually good for them to argue. Because initially when they argue, they come out with all the anarthas and the points. So as they are arguing, you are helping them to release themselves of their anarthas which they are carrying for many lifetimes. It's not just one moment when the individual, the karmic factor is there in front of you and you think, oh, this is only time. They are carrying anarthas for many, many lifetimes. The karma they are carrying for many, many lifetimes. The cumulative karma is what's deciding in how they are heading in a particular direction. But voila, comes a representative of Krishna, a representative of Srila Prabhupada, a representative of Krishna Balaram, comes and says, would you like to read one line here? It's all about you. See? Devotees are very intelligent. They'll say, it's all about you. As soon as you say, it's all about you, aham mameti. I like it when somebody says, it's about you. You know? Anytime you glorify somebody, just even for a moment, immediately, they will give attention. So, the secret of book distribution is immediately learn how to grasp the attention by using that aham mameti slogan that is all about you. Would you like to read? You know, generally, you can find a sloka that you really like, that you can preach nicely on, and something that speaks about, you know, about individuals. And let them read. Because ultimately, when they read the words that Prabhupada has given here, or written here, through the blessings of Lord Krishna, then immediately the Lord is speaking to them directly. The Lord is seated within their hearts. They are seated next to the Lord, in the heart. We all are. And almost spontaneously, now there is a dialogue going on between the Atma and Paramatma. And the false ego, which is developed by the mind is the controller, is being subdued. Now the mind is being forced to listen because I have taken interest, because the individual has taken interest. And as soon as you get the two atmas together at that level, it becomes so much more easier to develop a dialogue that helps to bring Krishna in the limelight. Helps to bring Krishna in the limelight. But at the same time, we must have knowledge. Like when you go in the Brahmana community outside, they will say, no, Sudras cannot be devotees. It's a standard thing. Initially when Prabhupada started giving Krishna consciousness to the world at large, the population at large, the jivas, jivatmas at large throughout the world, there were so many objections. But if you know, for example, if you know the sloka in the Bhagavad Gita, which is 9:32, it says, Mam hi partha vyaparsti ye api. Yes, right. Striyo vaishyas tatha sudro. Te api yanti param gati. O son of Pritha, those who take shelter of me, though they be of lower birth. Krishna is saying this. So who is a local Brahma to say something against what Krishna is saying? That means he is in ignorance. Krishna is saying that though they may be of lower birth, women, vaishyas and sudras, Vaishyas, Prabhupada puts in brackets, merchants and Sudras, workers, can attain the supreme destination. In the Srimad Bhagavatam also, 2.4.18, Prabhupada is explaining here, it is stated that even the lowest who are called chandalas, chandalas, dog-eaters, can be purified by association with pure devotees. You know, there are dog-eaters on the planet, you know that, right? The people who eat monkeys also, you know that, right?
Cockroaches.
Oh my God, he's saying cockroaches also. So, these are chandalas. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. So, there is no question, even in this sloka earlier on, in this chapter, Prahlad Maharaj is also explaining the same thing, that my dear Lord, you are so merciful. Anyone who takes devotional to devotional service, from text number 6 onwards, where Prahlad Maharaj starts doing the prayers, the first thing he's explaining is that you are so merciful, my dear Lord, that doesn't matter how much one is fallen, you will bestow mercy upon them provided they come to you. You know, all we have to do is that take that one step of devotional service. We have to take that step sincerely with proper understanding. Initially, there may be no understanding. Initially, when we chant, it may be mechanical. But once you start chanting, once you start performing devotional service, then Lord is so merciful that we start getting realizations. And it's with these realizations that we make advancement. You know, Prahlad Maharaj, you know, he made that one step which even Lord Brahma couldn't make. Mother Lakshmi couldn't take that step. They were all so scared. He's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They all wanted Hiranyakashipu to be annihilated. They wanted the biggest demon in the universe to be killed. But when the demon was killed, they could not appreciate the form, the half-man, half-lion form of the Lord. Because the Lord was still roaring. That noise was very fierce. Right? We cannot imagine, you know, how fearsome that roaring must have been, that even Indra, the king of the heavenly planet, was scared. You know? Right? But Prahlad Maharaj, only 5 years old, he's saying, my dear Lord, I'm not scared of your voice and your form. Actually, I'm admiring your form. He could actually see the Lord in that form. Why he could see that Lord in that form? Because when he was being tortured, they tried to kill him by putting an elephant leg on him. They tried to kill him by putting him in burning oil. They tried to throw him from the cliff. In fact, the father threw him from the cliff. They tried to put him in the middle of poisonous snakes. What did he see everywhere? Krishna. All he saw was there was Krishna saying Suridham Sarvabhutanam. He could see Krishna everywhere. That's why when Lord Narasingadeva appeared, he could only see Krishna. There was no fear for him. His drishti was just divine. Whereas the demigods were so used to seeing so many different things, and they would see each different thing from a different perspective, just like we do. We have a tendency to look at things in life from different perspectives. And we forget that Krishna is saying that, Aham Bija Prajapita, I am the person who is giving, everything is coming from me. We don't have that, we have not reached that level, you know. What is our level of bhav? Are we on santa level, dasya level? Which level? Is there any question of us being on madhurya level? No. So, that is why Prahlad Maharaj had no fear. he could actually see the Lord. He had no problem. Even the elephant, when he saw the elephant, he saw the Supreme Lord. And the Supreme Lord within the heart of the elephant got Prahlad Maharaj to be lifted. And the elephant, this supposed to be a mad elephant. A mad elephant. Not a trained elephant. So mad elephants are trained madly to kill, to destroy. These are destructive elephants. Can you imagine this destructive elephant comes and picks up a 5-year-old kid and he puts him on his back and says, okay, you can take me for a ride. Learn to look at everything as if it's coming from the Supreme Lord. And it is. Because the Lord Himself is telling Arjuna, and through Arjuna He's telling every living entity that I am the source of everything. That means we have to come to Brahma, Bhuta, Prasanatma platform, right? What platform? Brahma, Bhuta, Prasanatma. Na sochati, na kankshati. If you get to that level, like Prahlad Maharaj did, then there is no lamentation, there is no fear, there is no obstacles. One time, how do we look at this, that Krishna is existing everywhere, in everyone? One time one couple asked Prabhupada that, you know, it was a man, husband who asked Prabhupada that, like, sometimes it's difficult to respect, you know, each other, so what should we be doing? So some dialogue was developing like that, and Prabhupada said, every morning you should pay obeisances to each other, and every night before you go to sleep you should pay obeisances to each other. So more normally for mothers it's not a problem, because by nature they're more surrendered. And that's why Prabhupada actually was very practical. He said, okay, mothers can also go on the altar and do deity worship, you know. Not a tradition. So the husband asked and contested on whatever philosophical aspect that he knew, that husband is to be respected, so why should he be bowing down to the wife? Look at Prabhupada's profound answer. When you bow down, if you are having that difficulty, you can override that challenge by seeing the Supreme Personality of God as seated within the heart of your wife. Always learn to look like Prahlad Maharaj. That in everything, everywhere, whatever you see it from the angle that Krishna is there. Krishna is there. And I can worship Krishna in so many different forms, in so many different places, provided I see it everywhere Krishna is existing. We have to see Krishna's existence. Then we will be easily able to come down to the level of Trinadapi Sunichena. How are we going to overcome this problem and challenges of Na Dhanam, Na Sundarim, Na Kavitam, Ma Jagadish Kame, Mama Janmani, Janmani Swara Bhavatad Bhakti Rahoti Kitvai? Is it just a statement? Are we going to continue chanting the Sikshastikam prayers in the form of a parrot, a human parrot? Or are we going to change human into a real, a devotional human instead of a parrot? Ainand tanuja kinkaram patitam maam isame bhavam buddham. I'm saying, I'm a kinkara. I'm nobody. My dear Lord. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling us, pray like this, my dear Lord, I am nobody. I am fallen into this cycle of birth and death. Please pick me up. Pray, please pick me up, like Prahlad Maharaj. Please, now you have asked me what I want, please pick all these living entities up. Pick up all the living entities. And the Lord has no problem. Because the devotee is asking. So we have to pray like this also. The Sikshastikam prayers are so powerful that every day, if we remember them and we think about them, and then we see how we can apply them in our lives, in daily lives, what are the points we are missing out on? Are we really chanting the holy names You know, seriously, are we really being humble? Are we really praying to Krishna Balaram when we come in front of them and say, please pick me up from this cycle of birth and death? When we come in front of Prabhupada, am I really praying, please Prabhupada, bless me so I can pray properly in front of the deities? No? Otherwise, how are we going to get to the stage of Romancha Kampasya Taranga Bhajo? You know? The hairs will never stand up on our body unless we actually start practicing the six Sastikam prayers. Prahlad Maharaj, when the Lord touches him, immediately the tears of joy are coming out of his eyes. If so spontaneously. So when we do Chetadarpan Marjanam every day, seriously, by chanting the holy name, there is a good possibility that if we do it in a surrendered mood, that we will get the same blessings. Prabhupada was an ideal example. You can see many times, even on video, sometimes he's giving a lecture and tears are coming out of his eyes. You know? Sometimes he's chanting, sitting, and tears are coming out of his eyes. You know? But he is hiding them. Why? Because he doesn't want the sahaja tendency to develop in that, okay, when I'm chanting, I must cry. Don't practice crying like they do in Bollywood and Hollywood. Or don't get some tear gas and put it in the eyes and, you know, cry in the public on the stage when you're giving a lecture, you know. See, how foolish we are when we watch all these movies and then they take you away sentimentally and then somebody is crying in the movie and everyone starts crying, right? And the guy who's crying is making millions of dollars and you're losing your time and money also. Maya is very, very smart. So we have to save ourselves from that situation. So, any comments or questions?
Comments or questions? What? No, I'm
So let us all try and follow in the footsteps of Prahlad Maharaj. Please, humble request is that practice the six Sastikam prayers. And the best way to practice six Sastikam prayers is by preaching the six Sastikam prayers. And as you preach, you help the living entities that we meet how to practice them, how to practice chanting sincerely. You know, avoid chanting while you're driving, avoid chanting while you're talking in between, avoid so many things, just focus on chanting. So find a nice corner, either you're amongst the devotees, or you find a nice corner where you chant the holy name nicely. This is by practice. When you go to people's home, you also do the same thing. Okay, bring the whole family, you know. You tell them that the family that prays together stays together. So that way you tell them, let us all sit and chant. It's a good way to help them, to teach them how to do Chetadarpan Marjanam. Once you do it with them, you'll be surprised that next time you talk to them, they say, yes, we are sitting and chanting the holy name together. You know? So give out this holy name freely. If a 5-year-old boy can, there is no reason why anyone who is 5+ cannot. Is there anyone under 5 here? Under 5? Okay, one is just walking through. Eh? So let's chant the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Granthra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.